international mission trips. Like, I went to Dominican Republic through them. I went to Brazil through them. My dad used to go to Mexico a lot. I went to Honduras this summer, but, like, kind of not really with them, but kind of with them. and so, I mean, a lot, like going up, I would say, like, a lot of mission trips, a lot of, like, retreat-type things that they had. Like, the youth group was huge there. So it was kind of common.
Okay. So this is a big youth group. So mm-hmm. How popular was this sort of thing across the board with people your age in Roswell?
I'd say it was pretty popular. It was just more of, like, a social kind of fun event. Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely, like, not everyone went. You know, like, there were some people who didn't want to go. But I would say it was definitely a popular thing for people to go to their youth groups.
Very cool. Let's see. What activities would the church put on in the community? Would there be, like, community barbecues or something? Not necessarily as cheesy as that, but you know,
right.
You know what
I mean. Like, in the community or, like, yeah. With the church?
Like, you say Roswell United Methodist is sponsoring or is hosting such and such uh-huh. for the community and that sort of thing.
I don't think very frequently. I know, like, I'm trying to think of things they do. I mean, they would sponsor, like, I know, like, there's some, like, Habitat for Humanity walk, like, that type of thing, but they would do, I know they're involved with, like, ESL, like, ESOL, like, mm-hmm. tutoring type thing. It's called, like, Star House or something. That doesn't, like, meet at the church, but, like, they, like, recruit people from the church to, like, volunteer for it. So, I mean, somewhat, but I can't really think of anything else, I don't think.
That's right. It's just whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
Have you been to a wedding?
Yes.
Was it in Roswell?
I have gone to a wedding in Roswell.
Okay.
But not, like, I would say the recent weddings I've gone to have not been in Roswell.
All right. Well, why don't you take the one that you went to in Roswell and sort of describe it?
Okay. I mean, I was younger. It was not at a church. It was at, like, kind of an old house. I was probably, like, 7 at the time or something. So this is, like, a long time ago. It was outside of some, like, historic building type thing, and it was not very big. I think it was, like, a remarriage type thing, so... it was, like, one of my mom's friends, so, like, they lived in our neighborhood or something like that. And afterwards, there was, I remember the reception was at the same location, but it was inside. So, that's all I kind of remember about it.
Would you, did it match up with your idea of what a traditional wedding is?
No.
What do you think a traditional wedding is? What comes to mind?
I think more, like, a wedding in a church is more of a traditional wedding.
Have you seen a lot of other outdoor weddings going on in Roswell? Not necessarily you attended, but just kind of going on.
I would say more like wedding receptions, because, like, there's a lot of kind of old. I mean, maybe it was weddings. I probably couldn't tell, but I have seen, like, wedding events going on outside, like, a lot of, like, the same kind of historic buildings that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, all event type things.
Right. Do you happen to know the names of any of those buildings?
Okay. There's, like, Primrose Cottage. Is one. That might be all I can remember. Yeah.
How about, have you ever seen anything outside of Bullock Hall, maybe?
I don't think you can have weddings at Bullock Hall. Like, that's what I was thinking of, but I don't think...
Okay.
I've never seen, like, a wedding... I've seen wedding pictures been taken there. Yeah, I have seen, like, driving by, you see, like, a lot of wedding pictures, but I've never... I don't know if, like, you're allowed to have, like, an event on the grounds of it.
Are there any, I mean, this is a question generally for older people.